Hello, property nomads. Hope you're doing well. So Michael Gove has re-said that no-fault evictions will be banned by the next election, which of course is going to be somewhere in 2024. We've got to look at the pros and cons of this. You know, we've done that in a previous episode, but really, what is the government trying to achieve here? And I can only come to the conclusion that they're looking to do this for a vote-winning point of view. The challenge you've got with that is quite simply, I'm not convinced we're going to have a Tory government anywhere near the Houses of Parliament come the end of the year. That is probably going to be a Labour majority because I think people have had enough of all the BS that the Tory party have come out with over the last 12 years or so. But they want to outlaw no-fault evictions in England by the next general election. And this has been in the pipeline for 5 years. They promised it back in 2019. Then, of course, you know, all of this lockdown stuff and all that sort of stuff happened. And things got pushed back and things got pushed back and things got pushed back under that excuse of lockdowns and whatnot. And the same government has also said, well, actually, yeah, we need to look at the court system behind this, because what they're not considering is that how difficult or how easy is it to get a tenant out in the first place? So, yeah, OK, you've got all these no-fault evictions, and sometimes people just want their homes back. Sometimes landlords are going to want to sell it or whatever it is. You know, there could be a number of reasons why someone wants their home back or their property back. I understand from a tenant's point of view, because I've been in the same boat. I'm a landlord. I've also been a tenant as well. And I understand from that point of view that some tenants like that security. They like to know that if you sign a tenancy agreement for 6 months or 12 months, whatever it is, that they've got that security that they're not going to be booted out in that time, because it helps them to, you know, prepare and live their life. But trust me, there is no worse stress in the world than having to move out. I'll tell you that, having done that a multiple amount of times. But if you do get a difficult tenant and there are issues there, maybe they're late on their rent or, you know, they're causing damage to the home or whatever it is, sometimes the simplest way to get them out is a no-fault eviction. It's quite a simple way. Yeah, I want my house back. I want my property back. Thank you very much. See you later. And although that's not the nicest of things to have to go through, sometimes if you've got a difficult tenant causing issues, that's the solution. Well, now that solution's being taken away because the government wants to scrap it by the election. So the landlord argument would be, okay, well, if you want to get rid of this, then make it easier to go through the court system. Because every time a tenant doesn't pay their rent or causes damage, that's ultimately costing the landlord cash. And, you know, everyone likes to think, you know, landlords are made of cash all the time. You know, in some cases, that is just not the case, especially if you're an accidental landlord or you've only got one or two properties. That just might not be the case. So, yes, the government promised that a while ago. And then after all of that, they realised that the court system's not that good and they're listening to landlords, but now they've gone full circle again and gone, yeah, okay, yeah, we need to do this. We need to get this done. Let's get it sorted. So we're back to where we were 5 years ago. And we got to look at why are they doing this? Because the court system, last time I checked in with a couple of people that I know that have been dealing with eviction issues recently, the process is still very, very painful, very slow. And all the while, again, if people aren't paying their rent, etc., it's the landlord that's losing out. Mortgage rates are, of course, you know, increased across the board. So the landlords are losing out here. Also understand that, you know, not every landlord's the same. There are good landlords out there. There are bad landlords out there. Sometimes landlords just want their properties back. Sometimes it's a tenant issue and the tenants aren't paying their rent. They're causing damage. They're being a general nuisance to their surrounding neighbours. There is not going to be a one solution fits all. And I think it's important to say that there's not going to be a one solution fits all. But there needs to be clarity from all parties involved about when you can very easily get a tenant out if they're not doing something. As in, if they're not paying their rent, they're causing damage to the property. There needs to be a much clearer system in place where a landlord can go, right, do you know what? I want my property back. We're done. See you later. Can they make the court system better? Can they make things a lot clearer. So I mean, I'm sure there are solutions out there. People call for ombudsmen, people call for this, people call for that. Appreciate that they are, there's never going to be a one size, or there's never going to be a one solution fits all. I get that. And I think a lot of people in property get that. We're sort of dealing with an imperfect system. And the government is also saying, well, yeah, look, we got to get rid of the abuse of no-fault evictions. And again, as a landlord, I'm on that side as well, that there are going to be people that abuse the system. No matter what the system is, no matter what part of the world we're in, there are always going to be people that abuse the system. That's just part and parcel of life. But can everyone get an agreement over something that can be quite important? Because I'm sure as many landlords will say, you know, they're not charities, you know, we're here to provide a service. At the end of the day, you know, we believe it's about good quality housing, providing and doing the best we can for tenants. Yeah, we believe in that. I'm sure other people will believe that sentiment as well. Unfortunately, there are going to be landlords out there that are a little bit unscrupulous that won't agree with that. And you know, there are dodgy people out there, absolutely. But the government turning around and saying, yeah, oh, this is going to be banned by the next election. Number one, will it? Really? Will it? Because what are the odds of you in the next 7 or 8 months or whenever the election is, what are the odds of you actually getting that sorted properly? And then you've got to look at why you're doing it. Because if you're looking at doing it for the sake of potentially, or you know, getting votes, I think that ship's long gone, Westminster, because we're going to be looking at a Labour government this year at the end of the year. If it's because they actually believe in this system, actually want to improve things, then hats off to you. Get your sorted out in the background and crack on with it. Absolutely. But just by coming out with this, saying this is what we're doing, been dragging your feet for 6 years with, you know, renters reform bill, all of that sort of stuff, and we haven't really got any further on down the line. Just come up with something, crack on. That's what we need to do. Let's see what happens. I'm sure it's going to be good fun. As always, I appreciate there's not a one size fits all solution. I get that. Ultimately, they need to clear up the system and work on it. Let's see what happens. As always, thanks for listening to Property Nomads podcast. Please do subscribe and like the podcast. If alternatively, head over to our YouTube channel. We do produce different content over there. Do like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Thank you very much. See you in the next episode.